Modding the mods on your modded Minecraft game. Well, we'll cover it with Feed the Beast and Technic Launcher.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today we are answering an email. It starts off with, "Hey Chad, love your YouTube channel and your show. What I would love for you to cover is Feed the Beast, or FTB, and Tekkit. I have heard of them and thought they were cool, but wanted to know about them more. Could you maybe do a special and show us how to install most of the features? Thanks, your fellow Minecrafter, GamerBoy227." Of course, GamerBoy227. So first, let's talk a little bit of history. So Feed the Beast, or FTB as it's commonly known, started as a challenge map and to just be played with mods around in 2012. It kind of grew into a launcher from there. It was just sort of a map that you had to complete with mods. And so then it grew into a launcher and a mod pack due to the popularity that it had. And now you can download tons and tons of different mod packs and play on any world that you want. You don't have to play with just the Feed the Beast world. Then later, the tech, or, you know, same time, August 2011, to be about exact, the Technic platform started with goons on the Something Awful forums that were trying out various mods together, mostly centered around the very popular mod pack Yogbox at the time, and since it has also become its very own launcher. So let me go ahead and show them off, show how to install them, and show what you can do with these types of launchers. So first, we're going to go ahead and start off with Feed the Beast. If you head on over to feed-the-beast, no more hyphens, just feedthebeast.com, scroll on down, you can download either the EXE or the jar. I am using a Mac, so I'm going to have to download the jar, but if you're on a PC, feel free to download the EXE. Go ahead and run that baby. It's going to say, "Whoa, security, you're freaking me out, man." You can decide where you want this to be installed. Many times I will put this into my Minecraft folder, but for now I'm just going to go ahead and put it into my downloads. No big deal. It's going to open up sort of a console in the background, and then the actual launcher in the foreground here. So what it's doing here is it's loading in all of the mods that it has internally. So if we scroll down, you can see it's actually adding more mods as we're talking, because this is the first time that we have loaded up Feed the Beast. You have a few different tabs. You have sort of the news tab, which is just sort of a few things that are going on. Options like where you want your root folder to be, how much RAM you want to include, and some advanced options on like how big you want your window size to be, which is perfect for people who are creating videos. Then you have the mod packs. You have maps, if you would like to download some of those, and texture packs, which is really nice that it's built right on in here, so that if you wanted something like Familiar Yet Different or Sfax Fanvare, or any of these texture packs, it's very easy to download them from within the launcher. Now, it's good to note that you're not actually modding the game. What you're doing is you're getting mod packs. These are modified versions of the game that have been modified for you so that you don't have to sit in there and decide which configuration file to edit and go in there and manually change things. You're downloading a whole option for you. And so that's what is all across the side here, is all of these different options that have been already packaged for you to use. So you can see FTB Unhinged, and if you scroll down in this other window, you can see some of the items that are in here, like Forge, which is the mod API, Ender Storage, Charge Packs, Buildcraft, which is a huge mod within itself, Greg's Text, which is going to change a lot of stuff, Forestry. So all of these are different mods that are inside of this mod pack. One of the popular ones is the Minecraft mod pack. You can, you know, there's, I believe, in here what Direwolf uses. Yep, Direwolf, sorry, Direwolf 20. You have now new monsters. And I've you know, been playing on Ultimate Pack because it just has a ton of different mods. I kind of wanted to learn them all. So once you find one of these mod packs that you like, and some of them are focused more on fantasy or RPG or leveling up or that thing or things like that, you're going to go ahead and create a new profile, which this is just your Mojang profile. And go ahead and launch the game. Once it launches, it's going to download all of these mod packs. It doesn't download them all in the first install, and so this can take a little while to do. And then once it finishes downloading, you'll be finally presented with the game. And there we go. So now you can see which mods you have installed on the side here. You could go ahead and start up a single player world if you wanted and just check it out. But let's go ahead, instead of starting up a world, I just kind of wanted to see if something was different right off the start so you could tell that this was, in fact, a modded world. And yeah, you can kind of see that I have this weird sort of cinnamon plant. There's a cinnamon plant in the ground, which obviously isn't real. I have too many items, or not enough items over here on the side. Looks like we got micro blocks over here as well. So obviously this is a very modified version of the game of Minecraft. And look, snow, it breaks. Oh my gosh, modified. No, I'm just kidding. That's always been in there. So let's go ahead and quit out of this. And you can see, if I'm going to go ahead and open back up, Feed the Beast. And once you do that, you can actually change your mod pack. If you have a few mods in there that you don't want, you can remove or add new mods in. Like, there's a few, like with Ultimate, I didn't really enjoy the fact that it has Greg's Tech installed, so you can remove that. You can also download the server files if you'd like to host it yourself just from right here. So that is a little bit about Feed the Beast. The thing to remember is it's packs of mods that you're downloading with Feed the Beast. So let's go ahead and check out Technic Platform. So the Technic Platform is an awful lot like Feed the Beast. So when you're on technicpack.net, go ahead and head on over to the download page, and you have Windows, Mac, or Linux. Go ahead and launch the pack, and it's going to ask where would it like to be installed. It automatically chooses the application support, which I do like. And once you log in, you will be brought to the Technic Launcher. This is an awful lot like the Feed the Beast launcher, where you have mod packs along the side. So here we have Hexit, Technic. You have Attack of the Bee Team, which is a new one from Generic B and B00, Technic Light, Volts, Big Dig. You have all sorts of different packs along the side. The big difference here is that you can't quite modify which pack you're going to play. Over here, you do have a gear, so you can decide which build that you want to run. So you can choose a build if there's something that changed that you didn't like, or that you want to make sure that you don't upgrade too fast, you can do that. And then some of the packs do have a website that they'll take you to. Now, the way that you get more packs, or if, let's say, you wanted to host something, but there were a specific pack of mods that you wanted, go ahead and click, you can add a new pack, and then you'll paste in a platform URL to this location. Now, where do you get that platform URL? Well, click over here for more mod packs. It will take you back to technicpack.net. And then you can browse the mod packs over here. And so you can see there's a long list of different packs that you could add to the launcher. And this page is 3,183 pages long. So your server admin or your friends would decide which packs you would like to play on, add them all to a mod pack for you to add to the launcher just like that. So it's kind of nice because it's a little bit more seamless to the end user. If, say, you wanted to play something, sans Greg Tech or something like that. But you can't actually modify it as easily. So once you've chosen something, you can go ahead and hit play on the side. It will download all of the appropriate mods that it needs and go ahead and launch you into a game just like Feed the Beast did. And that about wraps it up for this episode. Gamer Boy 227 actually happens to be in the chat, and he said that this answered his question, so I hope it helps you out as well. A brief overview of what these sorts of launchers do and how to modify them yourself. If you'd like to catch future episodes, make sure you subscribe at twit.tv/omgcraft. You could also email us tips, suggestions, or feedback at mail@omgcraft.com. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye!